everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. In reply to the meditation thread, what a wonderful subject. True American, I want to thank you for posting this also. As I listen to you, I find myself saying, So I'm with you on a lot of stuff you're talking about. There is plenty more to talk about and on this subject, and I hope you feel motivated to start more topics like this, because I think you got some stuff going on there. I have also used meditation quite a bit for many years, most recently to sleep, like you do, and also launch visualization, as you mentioned. One of my techniques is a breathing meditation, where I just lay down and relax, and I just make myself aware of my breathing patterns without trying to influence them. My challenge is to not influence it, but to just notice my breathing as it goes in and out. And sometimes, you know, you sigh. Sometimes I sigh. Sometimes I, you know, there's a catch in my breath or something, and I just notice it to be the observer. And then finally, it just leads me into a nice meditation and then to sleep. Another technique is to sit in a dark room and watch a candle flame. That usually gets my mind pretty focused, pretty centered. I'm loving this stuff you're talking about, turning back thoughts. I'm a big fan of Deepak Chopra, and I've been listening to his stuff for years. And you talk about turning back thoughts and that mode you get into of three seconds and then 4 seconds and then 10 seconds, and getting beyond thought, really. And Deepak Chopra calls that the space between your thoughts. He also says that's where the power is, where the keys are, like you said. Deepak Chopra says we are not a body with a mind and a spirit. We are a spirit with a mind and a body. And I think that's where I go to. That's where I am in flight, is I'm very much in touch with the spirit that I am, unencumbered by the mind, the thought, and the body, the physical. I become in touch with the spirit or the soul that I am. I wanted to mention another beginning technique. I should have gotten this all written down. One of the things I've done is to picture a movie screen, a white movie screen, and any thoughts that come into my mind are represented as images on the screen. And I don't push them away or anything. I just kind of follow them from one side off to the other. I kind of encourage them to move off to the other side until the screen is white again. And then pretty soon another thought will kind of come up, but I just kind of, you know, I'm not harsh with it or anything. I just give it the indication that it's time to move on, and it moves off the other side of the screen. The idea being to have just a white screen or that level of stillness in the mind. Another reason I use meditation is to revitalize myself or refresh myself. To regain balance in my daily life. And my husband and I both do this. It's not at all uncommon for one of us to notice the stress in the other and just say, go meditate. It's kind of like, you're getting on my nerves, go meditate. One of the places that I go, one of my, you said, what is it like in flight? For me, I believe that there is a one that we are all part of. And that's about all I want to define it, even for myself, because I have no clue. But I do think we are all connected. And so in my mind, I think I see one big thing that is all us, with many fingers or strings coming out that connect to each one of us. And I use meditation to go there, to draw on that entity, and to mix with it, to be in touch with it, to give to it. It's kind of like going to the watering hole for my daily drink of water. And, you know, I also have stuff to share. I also have love, really. And that big one entity thing may be love. I'm not sure. I kind of like to keep things open. What Paul described as starting with the lower body and moving up, relaxing the body, I took a self-hypnosis class many, many years ago, and that was a technique they used, and I use still, to lower myself into a hypnotic state and to focus or concentrate on a specific issue in my life. If something's, you know, messed up or something's going on, I can't seem to get myself motivated to do something, I will use that technique of calming myself and then going to focus on one thing. So it kind of takes all the other thought out of the way. It gets all the chatter and all the daily talk out of my head, so I can then go and look at this one issue and revive myself in that one thing. I know there's a lot of avenues to talk about here, but one thing that is kind of related here is that I have plenty of communication from dead people. My mother, my older sister, a niece I have, and my very best friend died last year, my best girlfriend. And I have had communications from all of them, plus some that I didn't even know. After 9/11, I had some spirits actually felt like they were attached to me. I had to actually go to counseling, a hippie counselor over here, and kind of let those people go. So that's kind of a neat thing that I that's part of who I am. Okay, well, that's about all I have to say. I guess that's enough. I've rambled on long enough, but I'm curious to hear what everyone else has to say. Thanks for listening.